Guten Erev Shabbos Chazoin. Today's shiur is based mostly on a sefer, the Talmud of Yadai, from Rabbi Chmiel Kram, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was nifter just a few months ago. I had the privilege of spending a Shabbos afternoon with him once. There's a tremendous year, a tremendous oyved Hashem, a huge marbitz Torah and mechazik and machzik people b'tshuva, and he even came once to my class in Cheder and spoke. So it's a big, big privilege to have gotten to meet him a little bit. And he has this beautiful sefer on Haftarah and a bunch of Sfarim. And I'd like to share with you his shir on Shabbos Chazon mostly. In the Haftarah we say, Banim Yidalti Vereimamti. He actually doesn't bring this pasuk, but I would like to explain this pasuk based on what he speaks about. Banim Yidalti Vereimamti, the Baruch Hu says, I raised children. I lifted them up. Pulled them up so high. The hay partial me. And they rebelled against me. And normally you learn this pasuk means to say, despite the fact that I gave them so much, they turned against me. But we're going to say a different shot, again, based on this sefer. Yerushalayim in her last years. Yerushalayim was a city among cities, Rabasi Bagayim. It was a famous, famous place amongst all countries, the Rasi Bamadinois, but it's at the end. Yirmiyo and Yecheskel HaNavi going around selling reports of what's going to happen, trying to convince the Olam to be Chayzer B'tshuva. Terrible, terrible Nevuahs that they're saying, but nobody is buying what they're selling. Business as regular. Nobody's interested in what Yirmiyo and Yecheskel have to say. Even when the Buzarad and Rav HaTabachim of the Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel make a siege against Yerushalayim, people still do not want to be Chayzer B'tshuva. The Nevi'im are in detail speaking about everything that's going to happen, every last detail, every prat. But it doesn't help. Even the parts of Megillas Echa, which are presented to Yechaniah 18 years before the Korban, do not shake them up. And what do they do instead? They burn Megillas Echa. The first version was burned, like Rashi says, beginning Megillas Echa. We want to ask today and discuss today, why did nobody listen to them? What happened to the people? How could they be so unconcerned about the Nevuahs, where these great Tzadikim, Yirmiyo and Yecheskel are saying? Everybody knows, okay? Avra Adam Avera, the Shanaba, the Shalishba, he did a repeated Avera. If they're a repeat offender, it's definitely difficult to do tshuva. But it's much, much deeper. These were people that lived with the sense nothing can go wrong. They knew the Beis Hamikdash is Kavi Yochel, the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Beis Hashem. And they were sure that nothing bad would ever happen to it. There was no chance in their minds that the Beis Hamikdash would ever be destroyed. We have proof of this in Pesukim Yirmiyahu, where Yirmiyahu in Perek Zayin speaks about how Klai Yisrael are sure that it will never be destroyed. Yirmiyahu has to bring them from Mishkan Shiloh, which was around for over 300 years. And back then also no one thought it would be destroyed. Hashem says, I destroyed Mishkan Shiloh because of your Chatayim, and I will do the same thing as Beis Hamikdash. But it sounds like the people did not believe it. And the Tzukim, which discussed in Perek Zayin and Yirmiyahu, how the Beis Hamikdash in their eyes turned into a Ma'aras Pritzim. It's a lair of robbers. It's like the hideout. That's like the source of all the Averis is the Beis Hamikdash. You're so unconcerned, you're so sure of yourself that you don't even feel that there's any reason to do any changes. And the Beis Hamikdash, in a sense, has turned into the source of all the Averis. So they relied on the Beis Hamikdash. We're going to explain in a very deep way today, Mr. Shem, what it means they relied on it, and why it's considered the source of all the Averis. In Tehillim Ayin Tes, Mizmor LaAsaf, the famous Mizmor LaAsaf, the Gemara and Chazal and Rashi and Kedushin and Midrashim speak about why it's Mizmor LaAsaf instead of in Kina LaAsaf. It speaks about the four Mesa Mikdash. Shulchan Aruch says, you say this Perek when you visit the Kaisel HaMaravi every time. So the Perek begins and says, Elikim, Bo Goyim Benachla Secha, Timu Es Hechal Kachecha, Samu Es Yushalayim Li'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyim have walked into your home, to your nachla. They did metame the Beis HaMikdash, and they destroyed Beis HaMikdash. Back to Chassam Sofer, the order is not correct. Yes, they first walked into Yerushalayim, but then they destroyed it, and only afterwards when they metame the Heichal, the Beis HaMikdash. Why does David HaMelech first speak about being metame it, and then destroying it? Back to Chassam Sofer. Am Yisrael thought, even if the Babylonians broke down the wall, they came into Yerushalayim, that it's not a very big deal. The Goyim are for sure going to want to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Inside. Into Kodesh HaKodashim. And that's where they'll fall. That's where they're going to die. Because of another Vaviyu and other great Tzaddikim. With one wrong thought in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Would die. There's no question. That these Shkatzim, Ramasim, these Goyim, these Rishayim, these Bavliyim, there's no way that they're going to survive walking Kodesh HaKodashim. So we're safe. Because they're definitely going to try to go inside. And we can do all the other areas in the world, and we're safe, says the Chassam Sofer. Even Shalish Hamurais, they believed in the holiness of the Kodesh HaKodashim. And they were just waiting for that one moment when the Goyim would walk inside, and all their problems would go away. All the Yidden's problems would go away. Therefore, Yirmiyo, Yechezkel, we're not worried. Goyim will come attack us. Yes, they broke down the wall. They're ready inside. We're good. They're just going to the basement, this will all end. But, says the Chassam Sofer, they made a very bitter mistake. The Beis HaMikdash is a mocking the Kodesh V'yoyser. But the Averis of Klai Yisrael, who didn't listen to Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, and all the preceding Nevi'im, who kept giving the Musar over and over again, that defiled was Natami the Hechel. The Shechina left it, and it fell into the hands of our enemies. The Beis HaMikdash was not a mocking Mashroi's Shechina anymore. It was a regular building. And the Bavli Matzmeim could go inside with no problem. They could destroy it. And that's the Seder HaPsukim. Yes, the Goyim first come into Yerushalayim. But how? So the Pasuk proceeds and speaks about Timu Seichal Kochecha. It's not speaking about the Goyim being Matamit. That's Chassam Sofer. Speaking about we were Matamit, and therefore, Samu to Yerushalayim, but even that's what they able to destroy Yerushalayim. It wasn't a big deal. Of course, this reminds us of the famous Nefesh HaChaim, right beginning of the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, in Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet, Rav Chaim Velazner writes that there's no question to him that Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, when they were chayte, when they were machim the Beis HaMikdash, they're only able to destroy the physical Beis HaMikdash because they have no power over any spiritual worlds. So yes, they were completely machim the Beis HaMikdash l'mata. However, says Rav Chaim Velazner, every time Klai Yisrael were doing chatayim, every time they had Gimel Averis Chamuris, not only did they destroy the Beis HaMikdash below, they destroyed the Shairus, the Beis HaMikdash, and all the Olam HaRuchni. And if it was destroyed in the Olam Ruchni, says Rav Chaim Velazner, then there's no big deal to destroy the Beis HaMikdash down below. So Titus and the Nebuchadnezzar were destroyed by his Sheni and by his Rishon. They were just finishing the job which we started. We started the job by being Machiv, the Beis HaMikdash, Shalamala, and all his Sharashim, and all the Olamas versus Kenegan. And when we were damaged that, he brings the Chaim Velazner, the Lashon of Chazal, that the Baruch Hashem said to these Rishayim who were destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Kimcha Tchina Tachinas. You ground, pre-ground flour. It's like grinding up matzah mel some more. It's all you did. Because the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed by Klai Yisrael. We know the Medrash says, I think it's in Yosefin if I'm not mistaken, that every single day Titus would come with big battering rams, Roman battering rams, try to knock down the walls of Yerushalayim, and he could not. So one day there was a terrible story the way Klai Yisrael acted. Hashem said that's it. And the next day, some Roman soldier gave like a punch to the wall and the whole thing came crumbling down because it was literally flour. It became nothing. The whole reason of Hashem is not going to be shimer the wall, then the whole place is worth nothing. And we unfortunately took the Beis HaMikdash and made it not the Beis HaMikdash. So you were right, Klai Yisrael. Beis HaMikdash is a very dangerous place if it's one improper thought. But it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash anymore. It already had lost its status of Beis HaMikdash. So Klai Yisrael, Rachman al-Islam, with their Averis, they burnt the Beis HaMikdash. They destroyed it. If you look deeper into it, we can understand, on an even deeper way, based on a Yisoy from Velya Lapyan. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in Yuma, Ha'omer Echte V'Oshuv, Echte V'Oshuv, Someone says, I will sin, but I will do tshuva. I will sin, and I'll do tshuva again. Someone says, I will sin Yom Kippur with Mechaper for me. Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. Why? Tshuva is a way to get back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But this chayte has taken tshuva and used it as a way to sin against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This guy is announcing in his head, or he says it, I'm going to sin, and tshuva will help me, Yom Kippur will help me. So it comes out that tshuva, instead of bringing it back, he used it, or misused it, to be chayte against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Without the tshuva, maybe he wouldn't have sinned. If he didn't know there's a death penalty and there's no tshuva, he never would have done the Avera. Without Yom Kippur, he wouldn't have done his sins. So it comes out that he's relying on tshuva and Yom Kippur. So tshuva and Yom Kippur became the tool for him to do an Avera. So Gavali Lapian, there's no way that tshuva and Yom Kippur is going to help him afterwards. So we could say the same thing with the Beis HaMikdash. Bnei Yisrael were using the Beis HaMikdash. They intend the Beis HaMikdash to protect them at all times. They said, we're safe. We have the Beis HaMikdash. Well, if so, Beis HaMikdash that you sinned against and use it as a way, as a means to intensify your Averis, it's not going to help you. It's not going to protect you. It's going to leave you. Say from Adani Shmuel, or Shmuel, Trav Yitzchak Levaka, brings another Nekuda. Mamish along the same lines. When Klai Yisrael complaining they want meat, the Torah says, I'm going to give you a lot of meat. Oh, I'm going to give you slav, lots of slav. Ad chardish yomim. Ad shayetim mi apchem. Till it comes out of your nose, all the meat. V'hoi lechem lezar, it will be horrible for you. Yan, because ki ma'asim et Hashem asher bekir lechem. You were disgusted with Hashem who was inside you. Metif kulafam, and you cry, and you said, Leymar, lom is a yitzami mitzrayim. Why does the Torah say, ki ma'asim et Hashem asher bekir lechem? So Rashi says, if I wouldn't have brought the Shechina to you, this never would have happened. Meaning, because you're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel so hamish with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is by you, you feel safe, you feel confident, you can keep on doing Averis. What do they say? Nonsense! But that's what they were thinking. Close relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused us, says Rashi, Himoyes and Dvar Hashem. So Hashem has to take away this kirva. We use the Beis HaMikdash as a means to be chayte. Kadosh Baruch has to take away the Beis HaMikdash. Being so imaginative, the princes, and they became so hamish in the palace, they were able to be chutzpik to the king, to do things which are completely improper to the king, disrespectful, because they feel like they're a ben bayis. So the king has to say, sorry, you're out of here, and he send you away. Until things get better, you need to realize that you're not the king. And you're not friends with the king. He's your father, but you're not his friend. Can't you do what you want? You're not his buddy. You're not his chum. Let's add more. Let's go a little further. We know that the tachas of the Beis HaMikdash is the Korbanos, which is machaper for Klai Yisrael. So thou say on the pasuk, Yafei Nois, Mesois Kol Haaretz, Yishalayim was the most simcha dikah city in the world. You never had an Aveira. You went, by the time you woke up in the morning, your Aveiras were gone. Everybody was always filled with simcha. Appreciate the magic, like the chazal. So it comes out that the Mizbeach, which is the Mekarva Kapara, was been guarded them to be chayte. They could do what they wanted. They just felt like they're going to get a Kapara no matter what. Now we know that there's a concept of Zevach Rishoyim Toyeva. Rishoyim being a carver, because his book says it's despicable. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. Now take a look at the beginning of Avtaira. Beginning of Avtaira says, Lama li yorayu zivcheichem yoyim Hashem. Why do we need all these karbanis? Savati oylois eilim achila meriim v'dam parim v'kvasim atum lechafasiyam. Enough! With all these karbanis you're being, enough with these animals. Don't want them. He said, Voyol liras parim, he dikish reis miyavchem. Why are you coming to the Beis HaMikdash? Remois chatzair, you trample all over my chatzair. Lois say sifu avi minchas shav. Teres te'evahili, don't bring me those fake minchas anymore. The teres is an abomination for me. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu said that all the kavanos are so sweet usually. If it became an excuse for you to sin, and you're continuing to sin, I don't want them, I don't need them. Parshas Korach, Moshe the Davenant says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Al teitn al minchasim. Hashem, please don't turn to the mincha of Dasa Navirim. And Rashi brings one of his tzotim from the Medrash, that he said, I know they have a chelek, in the carbon tamid shal shachris and carbon tamid shal abayim. So please, tomorrow Hashem, their chelik in the tamid shal shachris should not get burnt on the mizbeach. Make a nace that the whole carbon will be burnt, but their tiny chelik shouldn't be burnt. They shouldn't have the schus because Hashem, Moshe didn't want the das navim karach of adasai should have a schus of tamid shal bein shachar, whilst maybe they wouldn't be swallowed up in the ground, something like that. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in the Sefer, which is a Sefer they put out from tradition with his Alotayah, stuff he spoke about, on Pashas Torah, he says that it sounds like Moshe wouldn't have davened, there's no question, Moshe wouldn't have davened, then even though they were Shayim, they would be accepted. Why? Hilchayr Zevach Shayim Te'eva. So Rav Chaim says, well, the tzibur was bringing the tamid shel shachar, the carbon tzibur. The tzibur wasn't chayte. There's individuals that brought to the tzibur. Sounds like maybe Roy had not, or enough people had not been chayte. So the carbon still, even their chelik could get burnt and it's merutza, and there's no din of zevach hashoyim te'eva. But it comes out that if the whole klal Yisrael, like in time of the korban, were being over gimel averes chamurais, and a lot of other averes in mitl tayra, then if the whole karbonis tzibur, all the karbonis, became zevach hashem te'eva. Hashem is not interested. He says literally, he says the kapiris is te'eva. So before the Chorim Eis HaMikdash, Klai Yisrael were involved in Tanavu Hashem. So the pasuk says, Lamali Reizim Chaychem. Now we could go back and explain the Chayim based on all of this. The beginning, what we mentioned, Banim Gidalti V'Reimam Tivayim Pashavi. It's not just telling you that despite having received so much, they had no Akara Shatayu and rebelled against me. It's us of something else. Because Gidalti V'Reimamti, because Hashem says, because I picked him so much, because I made it so great, because I gave him the Shechina, because of the Nisim that happened in Beis HaMikdash, because of all this, that's V'Heim Pashvi, that God's that they should be rebel against me. So I have to take away their status of Gidalti V'Reimamti. I'm going to have to throw them down. I'm going to have to do Hishlach Hishamayim Aretz. I'm going to have to throw it down from the highest of the high, V'Igur Rama L'Bira HaMikdash, because of the way they acted. Harachamon, Shmekaimos, the Haftocha, Rashiba Shiftak, the Rishoina, the Hesak, the Vatkhila, Acharichain, Yitra Lacha, Ir Hatzedek, Kirio, Ne'emona, go back being the faithful city, which will show our faithfulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're always going to be faithful to Him, not misuse our privileges, Chas V'Shalom. The Mehera, the Yameinu, Amen.